SITEEPSR, Iran begins charging Hormuz transit fees. Israeli settlers cross into Syria, issued 12:31 Israel time, 9:31 UTC, Thursday the 23rd of April 2026, bottom line. Since the prior site rep, a senior Iranian official has told AFP that Tehran has begun charging transit fees for passage through the Strait of Hormuz, a significant operational shift from the prior posture of threatening closure. Separately, dozens of Israeli settlers crossed into Syrian territory in the Golan Heights and barricaded themselves on a rooftop, representing a new flashpoint not covered in the prior site rep. Since the previous site rep, the most significant new development is Tehran's reported shift from threatening Strait of Hormuz closure to actively charging transit fees, a move attributed to a senior Iranian official speaking to AFP and relayed via war monitors. This operationalizes Iran's maritime leverage in a concrete, revenue-generating form. Simultaneously, Israeli settlers crossing into Syrian territory in the Golan Heights introduces a new friction point with Damascus. The IDF has now confirmed the successful interception of the drone over southern Lebanon, upgrading the earlier results under review status. Saudi envoy Prince Yazid bin Farhan is meeting Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri in Ain El Tine, sustaining the diplomatic track in Beirut. Iran. Tehran begins charging Hormuz transit fees. Strait of Hormuz transit fees, a senior Iranian official told Agence France-Presse that Tehran has begun accepting and charging fees for transit through the Strait of Hormuz. This marks a concrete operational shift. Rather than threatening closure, Iran is now monetizing passage, a posture that simultaneously asserts sovereignty and generates revenue without triggering the full escalatory consequences of a blockade. Al Jazeera's Day 5-5 ceasefire tracker notes Iran says it wants talks but attributes negotiation stalls to US breach of commitments, blockade, and threats. The fee-charging development is consistent with Tehran's stated framing that it is responding to external pressure rather than initiating escalation. Unconfirmed, Iran reported that Somalia has banned Israeli-linked vessels from the Bab al-Mandab Strait. This claim originates solely from an Iranian state propaganda outlet and has no corroboration from mainstream or trusted sources. Lebanon Northern Front. Drone interception confirmed. Saudi envoy meets Berri. Drone interception confirmed. The IDF confirmed at 0816 UTC that the Israeli Air Force successfully intercepted the suspicious aerial target over southern Lebanon, upgrading the prior site rep's results under review status to a confirmed interception. The target did not cross into Israeli territory. Bint Jaibel News cited Israeli Channel 15 reporting that the drone had been targeting IDF forces at a site in southern Lebanon. Warplanes were also reported flying over southern Lebanon during this window. Journalist Khalil Funeral, the family of journalist Amal Khalil, held a farewell ceremony at her home in Bisariya, southern Lebanon. Hezbollah's media relations office issued a statement condemning in the strongest terms the treacherous and brutal crime against Lebanese journalists. Hezbollah MP al-Musawi called on international legal bodies to prosecute Israeli leaders before international courts. These are attributed statements from a designated terrorist organization outlet and do not constitute independent verification of the underlying events. Saudi diplomatic activity. Saudi envoy Prince Yazid bin Farhan is meeting Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri at Ain El Tine, according to Al Jadid, as cited by Bint Jaibel News. This continues the Saudi diplomatic engagement in Beirut noted in the prior site rep. Unconfirmed, Al-Manar alleged IDF forces torched houses in the border village of Maiz al-Jabal. This claim originates solely from a Hezbollah-controlled outlet. Separately, civil registry records from Maiz al-Jabal were transferred from a temporary center in Nabatia to the Ministry of Interior, per Bint Jaibel News, a logistical indicator of ongoing displacement from the border area Gaza. Strike kills 5, including 3 children. IDF targets Hamas operatives. Civilian casualties. An Israeli strike killed 5 people, including 3 children in Gaza, Al Jazeera reported, with Gaza officials claiming 2,400 ceasefire violations to date. Al Jazeera attributed the strike to a drone attack in Beit Lahaya. These figures originate from Gaza health officials and Al Jazeera and have not been independently verified by a trusted source. Additional casualty claims from propaganda-aligned outlets. Quds News Network reported 1 killed and 3 injured in a drone strike on the Al Maslak area in Khan Yunis, 2 Palestinians injured by Israeli fire in Jabalia refugee camp, and 1 Palestinian shot by a quadcopter drone in Khan Yunis. These claims are unconfirmed and attributed to a propaganda-aligned outlet. Al Mayadeen's correspondent, as relayed by war monitors, reported a civilian wounded by Israeli gunfire in Alabara Street, northeast of Khan Yunis. Unconfirmed single source from an Axis-aligned outlet. IDF strikes on Hamas. The IDF confirmed it identified and struck several armed Hamas operatives near the Yellow Line in northern Gaza overnight Wednesday, eliminating them from the air to remove a threat to deployed troops. In a separate incident Thursday morning, additional operatives transporting weapons in southern Gaza were struck West Bank. Israeli settlers cross into Syrian territory, West Bank incidents. Settlers cross into Syria via Golan Heights. Dozens of Israeli settlers crossed into Syrian territory in the Golan Heights and barricaded themselves on a rooftop to demand settlement rights, Al Jazeera reported. This incident was not covered in the prior sitrep. No corroboration from a trusted or mainstream source is yet available within this coverage window. The report is attributed to Al Jazeera, caution rated. West Bank security incidents. The IDF reported that a terrorist hurled stones at vehicles on a central road near Madama, likely injuring an Israeli civilian. Soldiers are conducting searches and a temporary security cordon has been established. Unconfirmed, Quds News Network reported Israeli forces shut down the entrance to the town of Burkin in the northern West Bank and that over 100 teachers were prevented from reaching schools in the northern Jordan Valley after being held at the Tayasir checkpoint. Both claims originate from a propaganda-aligned outlet. End of sitrep. Full coverage at sitrepisr.com.